question. No, we can't provide assistance on that. That falls outside our remit. That's more a lawyer, I think, that you may have to turn to when it comes to immigration and staying. Perhaps that would assist the person in question better, because domestic workers, et cetera, and their carte de légitimation is highly regulated by the Swiss authorities, linked to the fact that the person can only remain if they have the same type of authorization. When it comes to naturalization, sadly, we cannot really provide any response at that level. It really is a private matter, and I think the person in question has to deal with the Swiss authorities on that. There has been, however, new developments and openness from the Swiss authorities when it comes to naturalization of these people. On your second question, again, that falls outside our office remit here. It's more human resources. With a residence permit given to international officials, it talks about nonprofit activity. You could have, if you have a normal B permit, that might enable you to work on Swiss territory if you wish to carry on working there. Some international officials do this, particularly in the area of teaching, passing on their expertise at universities, or who want to set up their own company. That's not problematic. Yes, in that regard, you can have another activity. Within the organization, that's, again, not something that we deal with. Thank you.
D'autres questions?
Any other questions?
Si possible, pas personnel, parce qu'on parle.
We're talking about generalities here. If you want to talk, of course, we will take you and receive you in our office if you have more personal questions.
Merci beaucoup, alors.
Thank you very much.
Okay, for